At InHealth Community Wellness Clinic in Boscobel, dental coordinator Maureen Cole is helping a volunteer dentist clean a patient's teeth. The clinic is open a couple times a week for free medical and dental care. 60-year-old Cole not only works at InHealth, but has been a patient for years. She has debilitating arthritis in her knees, but has not been able to afford a double knee replacement or insurance to cover it.
You know it's bad when your dentist is telling you you really need to get your knees fixed because you're tearing your teeth up in the back because you're biting so bad.
Cole has high hopes for the federal marketplace now available through the Affordable Care Act. She even stayed up until midnight the day it opened to be one of the first to purchase coverage. But Cole's still not sure she can afford insurance, even with federal subsidies.
If you shell out, we'll say $500 a month for 12 months, you know, that's a pretty big hit out of my husband's on retirement, and I have this. A tax credit isn't going to give us a lot of break. Now, if it was something instantly, that would be different.
Cole says she'd love to get care outside the free clinic. Jerry Bass is another regular InHealth patient who comes monthly to get his prescriptions filled. Bass works at a nearby winery, but says he could only afford to pay so much for health insurance monthly. He's currently paying off medical bills from years ago, and he lives paycheck to paycheck.
It'd be like going out and buying a new car. I mean, I don't know what they would charge a month, $200, $100, $300. But if that was the case, then, you know, I still don't know what we'd do.
Bass is like many patients who go to free clinics. He does not know much about the Affordable Care Act. Most clinics are doing what they can to educate people. Some places are handing out informational pamphlets, while others are training volunteers to sign up people for the marketplace. It's still unclear if Wisconsin's free clinics will end up with more or less patients. There will always be a need to treat undocumented immigrants, people who don't want coverage, and people who fall through the cracks. 92,000 people will lose Badger Care Plus coverage this year after the state rejected federal Medicaid expansion funds. The intent is for these people to purchase their own insurance. St. Clair Health Mission is a free clinic in La Crosse. Executive Director Sandy Brecky believes that some of the people who will lose their Medicaid coverage will seek care at the clinic. That includes people who fall under certain poverty levels. For example, a single person making about $11,500 to less than $16,000 annually.
So that's a group that we're waiting to see really when they get into the marketplace and they apply, even with the cost sharing and the tax credits, are they going to be able to afford it?
A Kaiser Family Foundation study found that uninsured adults in Wisconsin will not fall into this predicted coverage gap next year. Also, some low-income people will be exempted from the penalties that come with not purchasing health insurance. Regardless how many people will still need care at free clinics, Brecky and others say they ultimately want to close their doors.
People die because they waited until something was so bad. There was nothing more that could be done for them. You know, if I am out of a job because everybody that needs health care has health care, that'll be a great day for me.
But Brecky says she doesn't see that happening anytime soon. Maureen McCullum, Wisconsin Public Radio in La Crosse.